What's going on, everybody? Another episode of Three Wide with EG3 begins now.
They're three wide down the backstretch, cars side by side, three wide, headed into the checkers. Who's it gonna be? Now it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Boys and girls, y'all know what time it is. 3Wide with EG3 on the airways. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in what's happening in the world of NASCAR, getting set for a triple header weekend beginning tomorrow, actually. Basically, a midweek race, almost midweek race today, tonight, August 15th, 2018. One, basically less than 24 hours away from seeing action at the Last Coliseum tomorrow night, Thursday night racing for the Camping World Truck Series taking flight. Then on Friday night, the Xfinity Series, and of course the main event, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, battle it out at Bristol, the shortest half mile track in all of the circuit. Boy, oh boy, we got a good episode here tonight. We are going to focus mainly on the trucks because they're going to be racing at this time tomorrow night, maybe even an hour later than that. But either way, you're going to see the trucks in action on national TV on Fox. And we're recording this less than 24 hours away from them getting set. And they have their regular season finale tomorrow night to set the 8 drivers who will compete in this year's championship for the Camping World Truck Series. And what a scene we got for you there as well. Big news coming from yesterday. We did not get it on the show because I've had it already planned out on Kevin Harvick. If you have not checked that out, I encourage you to do that. And of course, our post-race episode from this week as well. We got it loaded up. This is our third consecutive episode this week because of racing on the back end of this week. We decided to switch things up and do our things on the front end of the week. Crazy weekend ahead. The action begins Thursday night, tomorrow night. Going to go down with the trucks there. But we start off with news coming from the trophy side of things as the unveiling of the regular season championship trophies were announced yesterday. Yesterday, three trophies were handed out, were unveiled for the regular season championship winners across its three national series. And each trophy stands 2 feet tall and weighs approximately 35 pounds. And all three trophies feature a spiral for every regular season race with the name of the track engraved on it. 26 for the Monster Energy National Cup Series, 16 for the Truck Series, and also 26 races for the Xfinity Series. Of course, Kyle Busch leading with 3 to go in the Cup side of things, and we have quite the battle in the Xfinity Series with five drivers in it. And right now, Christopher Bell leads the standings heading in to Bristol on Friday night, and the trucks tomorrow night. Johnny Sauter could more than likely wrap that up en route to another regular season champ title to lead in to the postseason in 2 weeks that starts in Canada, north of the border, to open the postseason for the trucks, but unfinished business tomorrow night. And got breaking news also. When I got home, I finally checked Twitter. I haven't checked it all day. and stumbled on this piece of news. Harrison Burton, who was scheduled to be in this 51 truck for Kyle Busch Motorsports, was hit with a illness, and that means Christopher Bell will be in that 51 truck tomorrow night. He's going to do double duty now. That was supposed to be just one race, but Christopher Bell, obviously the defending, well, you shouldn't say defending because he's not defending the truck series. He's looking for an Xfinity series title now, but the 2017 Cape World Truck Series champ will be back in a KBM equipment, and he's going to look to play spoiler tomorrow night, as of course Matt Crafton looks to clinch his spot in the postseason, and yeah, Stuart Friesen there as well on the bottom of that sheet as well. So a little breaking news right here on 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, man. So that's an intriguing story right there on that front. Trying to get to the standings right now, get it pulled up and get you guys set up for tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us on this busy week here on the podcast 3 Wide with EG3. Here with the guys tonight on the eve of Bristol. We're going to see action on the track. Of course, I mentioned Johnny Sauter, plus 56. He is 200 laps away from wrapping up the regular season title in this series. On Noah Gragson, Grant Enfinger, what a role he has been in the last several races. Of course, he finished runner-up at the Thrilling Eldora race a few weeks back. Enfinger now moves up to the third position, but he's 75 back. It's not like it's going to matter anyways. Stuart Friesen, fourth. Brett Moffitt sits in the fifth position right now, but that really doesn't matter. Yes, the regular season championship matters for Sauter. He is 200 laps away from that. But I want to turn my attention to what I'm going to be looking at, paying attention to all night long. And the scene has been set. Truck racing under lights at Bristol. And it's going to be on national TV, not this FS1 stuff. And I guess they decided to change up a little bit, spice up a little bit. Well, we're going to see it on national television on Fox tomorrow. That is going to be one scene right there. And, of course, one race for it all. Stuart Friesen has, when you look back here, Grant Enfinger, Stuart Friesen, Matt Crafton. There's a little bit of a gap from Enfinger to Friesen, and Friesen has a good gap on Crafton, and all eyes tomorrow night is going to be on that Thor Sport 4, that 88 truck of Matt Crafton. We talked about it already earlier this week on the post-race reaction. Matt Crafton, he's one loss away somebody, and I obviously got that person in mind who could really spoil the plans. He's in very good equipment. Obviously, Kyle Busch ain't in this field. He's going to be going for double duty for the not-so-triple sweep like he'd pulled off last year. But Kyle Busch Motorsports, they have their footprint led by Kyle Busch, but he's not going to be there. So it's going to be Noah Gragson up in there. Riley Hurst supposed to be making a start tomorrow in, I believe, the 54 truck. And of course, I just told you guys, ladies and gentlemen, that Christopher Bell, Harrison Burton, was hit with an illness, and he's been knocked out of that truck for Christopher Bell in that truck for tomorrow night's race. And for those of you who want to catch that race tomorrow night, obviously, I said it a few times already on this podcast tonight, Fox will have the coverage, not FS1. Fox national television, the regular season finale in the Cape World Truck Series going down tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern Time, which means 7:30 Central. For those of you living in the central states of Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, y'all know where it be. And if you're living on the West Coast, y'all know, y'all can figure it out yourselves right there. But the UNOH 200 schedule laps. This does not include overtime, obviously. Going to go down tomorrow night. And, of course, Grant Enfinger, Stuart Friesen, Crafton do not have wins. Enfinger and Friesen could be locks in the playoffs before the green flag even starts. Even if they have problems, I think they'll be okay. But we've seen stranger things happen. But Sauter, Moffitt have 4 wins apiece. Obviously, that thrilling finish at MIS last week. Seeing Brett Moffitt hold back, make the run on Sauter on a last lap pass yet again at Michigan, taking the win away. And I talked about that 5-point swing earlier this week. Also, huge, because Moffitt now is -1 back in the playoff point. But again, though, keep this in mind, though, Sauter can get 15 extra points. And then I thought that was second place 9. I was mistaken. It's 10 for the second place, and it was down from there. But Moffitt, Sauter, 4 wins apiece. And then Noah Gregson has won earlier this year, going back to the dominating race at Kansas City. And then Justin Haley at Gateway, and Ben Rhodes at Kentucky. When you should, the standings should flip Ben Rhodes and Justin Haley when you look at the playoff points. When Rhodes has 9, Haley has 5. Envy has won 3 stages this year. Stuart Friesen has won 5 stages this year, but yet to win. And when you look at short tracks, obviously Stuart Friesen comes to mind. He's been strong all year long, but has yet to win. Kind of reminds me of Ben Rhodes of last year. You know, Ben Rhodes, strong, but didn't win a race, and got in on the tiebreaker last year on Ryan Truex at Chicago last year. That went right down to the wire, and Rhodes got Truex via tiebreaker situation. And then Rhodes goes on in the postseason to win his first truck race finally at Vegas last year. And I just think that it has that message all over Stuart Friesen. I mean, Friesen has been, he was strong, one of the stronger trucks in the field last week, but got himself in a couple of bad situations there. And again, it goes back to execution. You got to execute in order to have an opportunity to win these races. But again, the big story here, when you look at the gap to Crafton and Snyder, Mike Snyder, Matt's teammate, they're 94 back, but a threat could impose Matt Crafton. That's the person of Todd Gilliland, and I did not know this prior to last weekend. I listened to the last laps on MRN, and Todd Gilliland earlier this year turned 18. He's been is quite interesting because Todd Gilliland has run a partial schedule, obviously, this year. Along, he's done it with his dad as well, David Gilliland, who's drove in the Monster Energy Cup Series a few years ago. They have split that ride up, but with Gilliland taking majority of the starts, and now he's eligible to try to make the playoffs. This also relates back to Justin Haley a year ago. Haley started out under the age. He couldn't compete in the postseason until he turned 18 years old. I believe he's 18. Well, he should be 18. But whatever the circumstance is, you have to be the legal age to get, obviously, to compete in the playoffs. And now you look at it now, Haley's is in the playoffs after his first year. Obviously, that big win in St. Louis. Now you turn the page. Fast forward a year later, Todd Gilliland has that same opportunity, and man, he was up front but could not hold the lead late at MIS. Got tracked down by Moffitt and Sauter there towards the end, and also John Hunter Nemechek, also who's listed in the field for tomorrow, along with a couple others, including Parker Kligerman in that 75 truck, will be doing battle also with those boys tomorrow night. But back to Todd Gilliland, and here's why this is interesting, because Matt Crafton, you know, the turnover to 4, you know, Grant Enfinger, in my book, I mean, yeah, Ben Rhodes had his ups and downs this year, you know, got the win at Kentucky, but this, that Ben Rhodes has opportunities, multiple opportunities to win maybe more than just one race this year, if not for problems mechanically, or it's being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Turn the page over to Crafton, And I don't know what it is. You know, they made the manufacturer switch from Toyota to Ford this season. And for whatever reason, I mean, Crafton has shown some signs here and there. But overall, it has got him to this point, and he has no playoff points up until this point. Who would have thought, coming to the 16th and final regular season race before the playoffs in a couple of weeks, that Matt Crafton would have no playoff points? I would have told you, hell no, about that. The champion that he is in the sport, he's a long time competitor in the truck series, and here we are. Possibly an upset away from seeing Matt Crafton out of the postseason. And I'm going to say my prediction here in just a bit. And if you've been on, you've been listening to this podcast here this week, we've dropped two in a row episodes. You know where I'm going to go with this. If you haven't been with us here up until tonight, well, you guys are going to get excited. Just hang on here real quick. But there's other guys to consider also. Of course, I talked about Mike Snyder, Matt Crafton's teammate, no points, playoff points either. You got Cody Coughlin, Dalton Sargeant has came to life here in the second half of the year. They're going to need something dramatic to happen tomorrow night. They're going to have an opportunity to win. But out of those guys, Todd Gilliland has a playoff point more than Crafton does. And I really think we could see something really dramatic to kick off the Bristol weekend tomorrow. And yes, I'm saying weekend, and it's only Wednesday night, but racing will be on the air tomorrow, courtesy of Fox, kicking off the last Coliseum under the lights. It can't get any better than this. Bristol with the truck race is going down. You're listening to 3 Wide with EG3, Eddie Grader III. Here with the guys tonight on this special edition, getting you set for racing tomorrow night, along with the rest of the weekend. We got racing with the trucks. The Xfinity Series will hit the track on Friday night. And, of course, the Cup Series will race on primetime on Saturday night. Here we take a look at the UNOH 200 and a quick rundown of the entry list. Obviously, it talked about Todd Gilliland in the 4, John Hunter back in the 8, and Cody Roball will be in the 9 truck here, kind of making his debut. That's a first for this young man. He'll be there in the mix. Of course, we talked about Mike Snyder already. And then you have this 15 truck of Stefan Parsons. We'll do battle a little bit with the big boys. Of course, you have your part of your big three in the trucks. Moffitt, Gregson, Sauter, Tanner Thorson. We back in that 20. And Tanner Thorson's made a few starts in this 20 truck this season. And he's done a pretty nice job. That Scott Lagacy in the 30 truck. Ross Chastain, a story, one of the biggest stories out of the weekends. Chastain getting into it. Joey Gase's team last week after their little tussle on track at Mid-Ohio. The two of them afterwards, their crews got into a little bit of a icky shuffle, if you will. Ross Chastain will make an appearance in the truck series race tomorrow night. Chad Finley returns in the 42 truck. That's a familiar name. He's competed on this track several times. And obviously, for those of you just tuning in, Harrison Burton was supposed to be in the 51 truck for Kyle Busch Motorsports. But instead, due to illness, Christopher Bell, the last year's champion of the series, will make an appearance there and could be playing spoiler since Kyle Busch, his owner, will not compete in this race. Obviously, Kyle Busch's last race goes back to Pocono, so my statement from Monday's episode proves true on that note. And, of course, Timothy Peters back in the 92 truck. Of course, I talked about Parker Klickerman already. Riley Hurst is in the 54 for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Matt Crafton, all eyes, again, on that 88. And Jesse Little in the number 97 truck tomorrow night. Jesse Little has made some good runs here this year in the truck series. All comes down to one race tomorrow night on Fox. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 right here Central Time in listening states of Kansas, Missouri. Y'all know where it is. If y'all live in the Midwest and West Coast, y'all can figure out the time difference from where y'all at. But it comes down to now for the picks for the truck series. And I've been hyping it up pretty much all night since I've been on the podcast, and goes back really to Monday night. I mean, for what it is, I mean, for all the talks we've seen, you know, people, you know, not appreciating or appreciating the Big Three in the Cup Series or whatnot, Xfinity, we're seeing a hell of a battle. It's going to likely come down to, could be the regular season finale, and now you got the trucks. And an intriguing story, Matt Crafton, can he hang on? And going back to last year's race, Matt Crafton finished second to who? Kyle Busch. If Matt Crafton pulls that kind of performance off tomorrow night, he'll be locked in unless somebody finishes in front of him that is not in the top 16. If somebody finishes in front of him, he probably wants it to be probably either Sauter or Moffitt, someone who's already won this year, not a Todd Gilliland, not a Dalton Sargeant, not, you know, Myatt Snyder, something like that. Something crazy could happen tomorrow night. But going back to last year's top 10, Kyle Busch won this race, led over half the laps. And he won't be seeing him in that mirror, but he could be seeing Christopher Bell in front of him tomorrow night. Crafton, John Hunter, Nemechek finished third. Grant Enfinger finished fourth. Ben Rhodes fifth. Johnny Sauter finished sixth. Christopher Bell, who did compete in last year's race, seventh. Parker Kligerman, eighth. Austin Cindric, Brandon Jones, round out the top 10 starters. Thank you for listening to 3Wide preview of the Truck Series tomorrow night, kicking off. Could be an exciting weekend to racing at the Tennessee racetrack called Bristol. But folks, for as much as I want to go at Matt Crafton here at this point, you don't know which team's going to show up. They put together some good runs here and there, but I gotta tell you, man, we could see an upset, and I'm all for upsets, just like college football, right? And even sometimes in the NFL, and I am going to go stick with the Todd Gilliland. And, you know, for all what it is, I did not know this until MRN. Gilliland is eligible to get in. If he wins, he will be locked solid to the postseason. And Kyle Busch Motorsports, I said it earlier in this broadcast tonight, they've had a stamp on this racetrack, but led by their leader, Rowdy Busch. He ain't going to be in the field, but I'm going to tell you what, Riley Hurst, Christopher Bell, and Todd Gilliland, they got some good horsepower underneath them. And I think Todd Gilliland could seize that moment here. And it rarely in sports that you have an opportunity to relish that opportunity to get it done. Well, I am going to go for all chaos tomorrow night. These Bristol races, you don't know what's going to come. You've seen leaders crashing the lap cars. Lap cars do play a factor, or trucks play a huge factor. We saw it earlier this year with Ryan Blaney leading the race, which he could have dominated that race, but ran into trouble, and trouble finds you quick at this racetrack. They don't call it the action track for nothing. And I really do believe, I don't know, it's just a gut feeling. It's one of those feelings. And usually, if I have a feeling, like that gut feeling usually turns into the correct feeling. And I think Todd Gilliland has the equipment, has the owner, and he has the drivability to knock off, make hay, and get in that final playoff spot tomorrow night. I'm going to pick the upset winner tomorrow night. Todd Gilliland's going to win this race. And my sleeper, well, I kind of mentioned him early on. I'm going to go with that 75 truck of Parker Kligerman tomorrow night. Mr. NASCAR NBC analyst is going to cause some havoc tomorrow night. And he's going to finish in the top 10. I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say that. So, yeah, folks, you heard it here, folks. Heard it here for, oh, I cannot talk here in the last few minutes. Big D, tomorrow night, write it down, baby. Todd Gilliland will win the race tomorrow night, and he'll be in. Just like you win, you're in. That's it. It's all you got to do. If the it comes down to one race. And things happen in a hurry, can change everything. One race tomorrow night will be that race. Ty Gill will win it. And my sleeper, write it down, baby. Parker Kligerman, that 75 truck tomorrow night. Fox is going to go down in the Xfinity Series. Kyle Larson is part of the entry list for the, turn it up real quick, the Food City 300. This is on Friday night on NBCSN. PRN has coverage of it, and the word is, what I saw read on Twitter, Wendy Venturini, after that scare out at Sonoma, is supposed to be on the racetrack or in a booth for the weekend. That's awesome to see that as she continues to recover. So that's awesome. Continues thoughts and prayers headed her way. But that's great news for the broadcasting world to see her back up in the booth after being out for quite a while. PRN has coverage, and they are also will have coverage of the Cup race on Saturday. So PRN doing double duty to Food City 300 Friday night, 7:30 Eastern Time. That means 6:30 Central Time. And then Kyle Busch is in the field along with Kyle Larson. Ty Dillon is in a 3 car this week for RCR. And of course, looking down here at this list is, looking down the list some more. Joey Logano, we got some star power again. Logano, Chase Elliott in the 23 for GMS. Logano is in the 22. I mentioned Kyle Larson already. Chase Briscoe is in the 60 truck. All right, folks, so picks for this one. Well, for what it is, for whatever reason, these Kyles could put on a hell of a show every time they go after one another. We saw them battle out in the Cup Series race earlier in the spring. Larson giving Kyle the boot, and then Kyle did it the favor later on in the race. Well, it was a 2-day race because of heavy rains, but then Kyle Busch repaid the favor, and obviously that great finish later at Chicagoland, and they're going to go at it again here, and they've done battle here in the Xfinity Series before, but I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Kyle Larson to get a Bristol win that he's been looking for in my sleeper. He led a bunch of laps in the spring race and did not get off pit road. I believe he led over 100 laps. He had a career day. I might be mistaken on the laps, but he did lead a ton of laps. And I'm going with that Toyota of Brandon Jones Friday night as my sleeper pick. And he came awfully close to winning that race, but a slow pit stop and a bad restart was done BJN. But Brandon Jones will look to redeem himself after his follies at Mid-Ohio. He was all over the place, but he comes back to Bristol and he's going to have a lot of confidence. I really think Brandon Jones can do something with the big boys, but he's going to have his work cut out for him. Back then, it was a dash for cash, and we didn't see many Cup guys. This time around, we got like 4 or 5 of them, led by Rowdy, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Ty Dillon. So they got their hands full with those guys. But I think Brandon Jones, could mix it up with those guys on Friday night. Follow me on Twitter at 3Wide_FastDaddy. Again, you can follow me at 3Wide_FastEddie, and Facebook page is still called the EG3 show. We're still trying to figure it out, but we have posted updates on that, but we're going to give it to you anyways at the EG3 show, facebook.com/EG3 show. Look for it on there. But the actual name, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, find it on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Spotify, iTunes. You got time in your hands, free time. Rate it, review it. It'd be much appreciated. You know what it is, Big D, and right on cue, talking about it. Spread the word. That also gets the word out of this podcast, and which continues to put up some good numbers here in the last several episodes, which I'm just amazed at what has happened over the last week or so, man, with the numbers and everything else. And a lot of people have enjoyed the Front Pit Road Edition episodes this year that I have created. So we might work one up here, but we might be saving that for next week. But we have a packed, interviews also next week, the next 2 weeks as well, working on a couple more on the back end for September also. This podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is not usually interview heavy, but the interviews that we've gotten so far have been really, really good. And obviously with the addition of Mick Rose on Mondays with Mick Rose from Junction City, that's been awesome the last 2 weeks as well. Shout out to Mick from Junction City as well, doing his thing. But again, to let you guys know, speaking of interviews, we do have one next week. I will not let the cat out of the bag. And that will make you guys stay tuned, basically, to find out who that is. So, very excited to have this person on the podcast. Cannot wait. And then, of course, in 2 weeks, Darlington weekend, I'm so excited for the guest that I'm going to have on the podcast. Man, I can't wait. For whatever reason, I want to let the cat bag now, but folks, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that for a little bit. So, very, very exciting times right now. Of course, we're closing on the playoffs. Interviews coming up. And we got racing coming up at Bristol. Under lights, prime time racing on a weeknight, tomorrow night, Thursday night. It's all going to go down. Who is going to get in the final couple of playoff spots is really kind of come down to one, because Stuart Friesen, Grant Impinger, the way they've been running, unless something really ridiculous happens, they should be in. But that final spot, Matt Crafton, will he survive, or will we see chaos for the postseason? One spot left. Who's going to get it? Tune in to Fox tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap things up for 3 Wide with EG3. The NASCAR podcast is a wrap for this evening. Thank you guys for listening to tonight's episode. Of course, this will be up in the morning, so get your Bristol on with us as you get set for the weekend as well, beginning on Thursday night instead of Friday. So really looking forward to the races this weekend and short track racing. And we could be back on the next time. We'll be back, could be Saturday morning, to record the preview for the Cup Series race that night. So definitely we're going to take a couple of days off after kind of switching things up a little bit, since we're having weeknight racing upon us at Bristol. So it's been a blast to be on this podcast once again. But Big D, let's wrap this thing up. We're going to go to Bristol, and a lot can happen in a hurry, and a lot of things can change. Somebody's fortune is going to be changed this weekend. I don't know who yet, but we're about to find out. Thank you guys for listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, saying so long. Enjoy Thursday and Friday night's action at Bristol. It's going to be a wild one. We out.